Welcome everyone to Pension Protectors. This is your host, Clinton Matt from Triple Crown Wealth Management in alliance with Equitable Advisors, LLC. Matt, what's behind door number one? That's a good question.
I don't know, Clint. What is behind door number one?
You know what? Actually, I have a little bit of a riddle for you to kind of see what's behind door number one.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So this riddle is actually told to me by my 12-year-old son a few weeks ago. But he came up to me and he's like, Dad, I got a riddle for you. I'm like, all right, let's hear it. He said, okay, you got three doors and you have to choose one of the doors to go behind. He's like, you have to choose one. He says that door number one is a red door. And he said, behind door number one, there's a huge fire. And so for you firefighters out there, picture a 4 or 5 alarm fire. And if you go behind door number one, you get to face a 4 or 5 alarm fire. Behind door number two is a masked gunman. But it's not any kind of masked gunman. You know, it's one of the most wanted, on the most wanted list. You know, he's a dangerous guy. So if you go behind door number two, the blue door, you get to face a masked gunman. Then behind door number three is a very, very, very hungry lion. So this lion's so hungry it hasn't eaten in about 1 to 2 years. So he's ready to eat. So he says, Dad, which door would you choose? Matt, what would you choose?
I'm gonna go glove to glove with the lion, baby.
See, that's what I picked too. But I picked it because my thought process was like, well, you know, I don't really want to fight a 4 alarm fire or 5 alarm fire.
Right.
I don't really have the skills and capabilities to take down the masked gunman. So, you know what? Maybe I can jump on the lion's back, take it down that way. So, I chose door number three, and I said, just because I think I can potentially fight this lion. He's like, Dad, you picked the right door, but it's because the lion's already dead. It hasn't eaten in 1 to 2 years. I thought that was pretty good. But the only reason I tell you that riddle is I just want you to picture three doors in your mind right now. So, you have that door number one, the red door. Door number two, the blue door. And door number three is a yellow door. And so the reason I bring these up is when it comes to your pension, you're going to have those same type of choices. And so you're going to have to pick door one, door two, door three. And so if you want to think about your pension and which doors to choose, so door number one is you would go that through that door if maybe you only need to take care of yourself. You know, there's no other spouse, loved one, anybody else you need to take care of. And that's where you take what's called the single life annuity payment. So you get a high payment paid to yourself. Door number two, the blue door, you'd go through as if you say, hey, Clint, you know, I have a spouse that needs to be taken care of if something happens to me. I need to make sure they get part of my pension. So door number two would be what's called a joint and survivor pension payout. Then door number three is where you want to customize the pension. So if you say, you know what, I want to make this pension my own. I want to maybe take a plop or sign up for a drop, or I want to do a pension maximization.
Clint, I'm going to interrupt here for a second because as we go through these various scenarios, Compliance Jim wants us to remind you that even though you and I are going to boil these topics down and distill them pretty well, these ideas, these concepts are very, very complicated. So be sure you talk to your tax professional. Be sure you talk to your CPA. Be sure you're going to visit with the pension board. Talk to the administrators at work if you have to. Talk to your financial professional. And also, Clint, with some of these life insurance ideas as well, not everybody's insurable. So
that is a good point, Matt.
Don't think that this stuff is just going to happen automatically. There's a lot that goes into this that has to be weighed and considered before you make these types of decisions. So have to get that out there. Clint, I'll throw it back to you.
All right. Thank you, Matt. So door number three would be, you know, pension max, drop, plop. Maybe you want to control your COLA, cost of living adjustments a little bit. But it's just a way to kind of, you know, you pick and choose what you need out of the pension. You make it your own. You leave a legacy for your family, your loved ones. And so saying that, the whole reason I bring up those doors is the biggest purpose or the biggest point is just to have an idea of how your pension works. And there's no better way to illustrate that, Matt, than story time.
Story time, Clinton. So I had a client, he was a teacher in the state of Ohio, and he came to me and he said, my mom is pretty sick at this point. She was a public school teacher in the state of Wisconsin. And He said, she's about to retire, and I don't know how much longer she's going to make it, and I think I might be inheriting some money soon. And I said, okay, you know, sorry to hear that. Here's some of the things we need to start thinking about. Now, fortunately, his mom was working with a very good financial professional up in the state of Wisconsin, and that professional knew the rules of the Wisconsin state pension very, very well. So his mom retired, and she lived about 1 month into retirement before she had passed away. Now, she was a single mother. He was an only child. And had she had walked through door number one, then the pension would have been cut off as soon as she passed away. Had she walked through door number two and left a benefit to her son, because it skips a generation, there would have been a huge reduction in the monthly benefit. But what she opted for was door number three. And that's where she actually took a lump sum, an entire lump sum, forewent any pension benefit, any monthly benefit, just to get that lump sum of money. And it turns out that was the right play, because she was able to leave a legacy for her son. So between what she did with the pension, retirement savings, she was able to pass down close to $750,000 to her son. Now, that brings up a point of knowing the rules and how it's going to get passed down. But the other side of the equation was, you know, we're trying to do this in the most tax-efficient manner as possible. So her son at the time was sitting in a 12% tax bracket. Again, he was a teacher, so he wasn't earning a whole lot of money. But had he taken that entire $750,000 as income in the same year that he was working, he would have been thrust into the highest tax bracket. Do you know what the highest tax bracket is, Clint?
37%.
37%. So his current bracket was about 12. The highest bracket was about 37. And so since we're able to do this in a very tax efficient manner, and I know I'm oversimplifying this, but we were able to save him close to 25% in taxes.
A lot of money.
That's an extra, let's call it $160,000 in his pocket that he didn't have to pay to the IRS because we were able to do it the right way. So now as a 27, 28, 29-year-old, I'll call him a kid, he's starting to his life is really starting to blossom. He's got a family now, just expecting kids, things of that nature. And he's buying a house in cash. You know, when I was that age, Clint, it was taking me a week just to save up to go to a penny pitcher night at the local pub. I wasn't certainly...
You weren't buying houses in cash.
I was not buying a house in cash. I was broke. But the story goes to show you that it's important to understand the rules of the game and know what pension system offers what and how you can play the rules into your favor. And really how you can set up not only yourself, but the next generation, if that's something that you want to do.
So I'd say when looking at that, just keep in mind that not every door is right for every person. Each person, you know, some people, it makes sense to go through door number one, some door number two, you know, majority are going to be door number three. And that's where you want to make sure you just understand the rules of the pension. And I know on the podcast next episode, we'll be talking a little bit more about, you know, how do you maximize that pension?
How do you get the best of both worlds?
I want it all.
I'd like to know. All right. In the meantime, ask yourself, what is your financial freedom? Are you confident in your ability to navigate the financial waters towards your goals? If not, our team is only one click away. Visit us at www.triplecrownwm.com. WM is for wealth management. There you can subscribe to the podcast, create an asset map, or schedule a consultation. Also, you can submit a question to the podcast or nominate someone for Hero of the Week. Remember, for any submitted questions, you will remain anonymous. For Clint, this is Matt, and until next time, thanks for jumping in.
Clinton Kersting and Matthew McManus offer securities through Equitable Advisors, LLC, member SIPC, Equitable Financial Advisors in Michigan and Tennessee, and offer annuities and insurance through Equitable Network, LLC. Equitable Advisors and its affiliates do not provide tax or legal advice. Financial professionals may offer products and services and/or respond to inquiries only in states in which they are properly registered and/or licensed. This podcast does not constitute financial advice or an offer of any kind. Triple Crown Wealth Management, LLC is not owned or operated by Equitable Advisors or Equitable Network.